The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world. I mean, we're getting into some doctrines here. I mean, eternal doctrines. Harvest, the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. You're getting an insight on things that the world don't know anything about. And much of the Christian world don't know nothing about it. Amen. They never have read it. They never read the Bible. Amazing thing is, most folks that profess some measure of nominal Christianity never read the Bible. Amen. Therefore, the tares are gathered and burned in the fire. So shall it be in the end of this world. What? Ah, yes. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels. This is not some high brow preacher preaching. This is Jesus preaching. This is in red letters in your red letter Bible. Amen. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend. Better be careful about causing somebody to stumble, leading some young Christian astray. Amen. Telling some young Christian you can go ahead and sin, you won't go to hell. Better be careful. Amen. That word offend means cause to stumble. You're going to gather out everything that offends and them which do iniquity. Amen. And shall cast them into a furnace of fire. Billy came by a while ago and asked me about a furnace. These furnaces are burning out on the inside. His wood furnace baffles are burning out of it. You want one to last longer. Amen. How many know what a furnace of fire is? Huh? You know what a furnace of fire is? Well, listen to this. He's going to cast somebody into a furnace of fire. And it's not going to annihilate them. Amen. Listen to this. This gets doctrinal now. And there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Ooh, that tells me that the soul has teeth. Amen. The soul can wail. Huh? Praise God. You know, Lazarus was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. They buried Lazarus or buried him in a pauper's grave somewhere, but the angels had something left to carry. And they carried him to Abraham's bosom. Hallelujah. That's a revelation, folks, from God. Amen. The angels are going to have something to carry. They may be taking your body out here to Rose Hill. Amen. But the angels, if you're living for God, they're going to be carrying you to a better place. Hallelujah. Amen. And there's going to be in hell, you cast them into a furnace of fire. There should be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall a righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, let me read you another one. Verse 48. 47. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a net. Yeah. That was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind. We sat and watched them pull that big, long net in there in the Philippines. Oh, it must have been 1,500 foot long. And they just kept pulling, pulling, took a boat and took it out. They just kept pulling, 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 pulling in and taking the fish in front of it or everything they could get in front of it. Amen. And when they got it all pulled up on the shore, they sorted it out. Amen. And we took one of those little Filipinos home, gave him a ride, and they didn't do too good in that catch. And He had a little mess of fish about what it'd take for a family, you know, to eat. He tried to give us some of them for his ride. Amen. Didn't do too good on that catch. He didn't get discouraged, though, so don't get discouraged when you cast your net out. You don't catch very many fish. Just throw it out again. Amen. Which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good in the vessels, but cast the bad away. Again, this is in red in your Bible. This is the prince of all preachers preaching. This is a son of God speaking. And so shall it be in the end of the world. There he is using that term again. The angels will come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. And after they get in there, not just going to burn up, that's all there is to it. And there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Amen. I like to talk about the stark tragedy of burning souls. Burning souls. Burning souls in a burning hell. Is hell real? Amen. How many times the Bible got to mention it? Jesus in Matthew 8 and 12 that said, the children of the kingdom shall be cast into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That means that a lot of Jews, because of rejected Christ, are going to go to hell. And they claim to be the children of Abraham, children of the kingdom. A whole bunch of strangers going to go in front of them. Amen. And he calls it outer darkness. What a terrible place to land. Outer darkness. My God. Amen. Matthew 13:50, already read you a couple in Matthew 13:42. Matthew 13:50 said, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing, gnashing of teeth. Matthew 22:13 says, then shall the king, said the king to the servants, bind them hand and foot, and take them away, and cast him into outer darkness. That tells us something about that furnace called hell. It's going to be so full of fire and smoke that you can't see. It's going to be darkness. Outer darkness. Amen. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Amen. One place said there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Matthew 13:42. Wailing and gnashing of teeth. Amen. Matthew 22 and 50 says, wailing and gnashing of teeth. Matthew 22:13 says, weeping and gnashing of teeth. So there you got weeping and wailing. And the old song was right. Oh, what weeping and wailing when the lost are told of their fate. They cried for the rocks and the mountains. They prayed, but their prayers were too late. Amen. I want you to notice that in Luke, Matthew 25:30 says, cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And then in Luke 13:28, amen, he said, and when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob going into the kingdom and ye yourselves shut out, he said, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God and ye yourselves thrust out. They even started weeping and gnashing their teeth before they got there. Amen. What a horrible reality. Is hell real? A lot of preachers say it's not today. A lot of preachers don't know whether about that fire in hell. Hey! Amen. The Bible said in Daniel that they cast the three Hebrew children into a furnace of fire. Amen. It was so hot, Brother Burns, it killed the men that threw them in. Amen. I mean, you talk about a flame, Mike Barker. Amen. To reach out and kill the men that threw them in. Amen. Cast them into a furnace of fire. Amen. Hey, there was fire in that furnace. Well, Jesus used the same term in Matthew 13:50. Said he cast them into a furnace of fire. In Matthew 13:42, said he cast them into a furnace of fire. Amen. The same kind of fire that killed the men that threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the furnace. Amen. Will have no power over the saints of God. They'll rise to a better place in a better country. Amen. But that tells us that a furnace of fire means a furnace of fire. Billy Graham hasn't never decided yet about that fire. He says he don't know about that fire in hell. Amen. All you got to do is read the words of Jesus. He preached more about hell than anything. I mean, amen, Jesus preached more about hell and money than any other subject. Amen. Glory to God. One man went to hell because he wouldn't give his money up. Amen. Said, sell what you got, give it to the poor, and you have treasure in heaven. He went away sorrowful. Amen. And the rich man, probably the same rich man that died and in hell lifted up his eyes, the Bible said, being in torment. Amen. Amen. Luke said there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham go in. When you see Isaac go in. And then here comes Jacob going in. Hallelujah. And the saints, I read to you in Matthew, well, they're going to shine as the sun. Ooh, you ought to see old Dave when he puts on his new body. Praise God, going to shine as the sun. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. I mean, Peggy may be the only one that thinks Jim's good looking. I don't know. Amen. But just wait till he lights up like a light bulb. Woo! Amen. We'll be the decorations of the New Jerusalem when we shine like the stars in the morning. Many a mansion shall be mine. When I enter the gates of heaven, I'm going to shine, shine, shine. Oh, but on the other side of the coin, on the other side of the picture, they're going to burn, 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 burn. Stark tragedy of burning souls. The eternal tragedy of burning souls. Is hell real? If it isn't, what did Jesus mean when he said they'd be cast into a furnace of fire and they're going to be wailing and weeping and gnashing of teeth? Amen. I mean, I've read you some cardinal doctrines about hell tonight. Bible doctrines. New Testament doctrine. Jesus preaching. Praise God. What did he say about it? He said it's going to be a place of torment. He said it's going to be a furnace of fire. He said there's going to be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Amen. Somebody said, he wanted to go to hell because all his friends are. You won't recognize one of them. You won't have no time to entertain them, one of them. You'll be so busy weeping and wailing and gnashing your teeth. And if one of them ever could introduce himself to you and grab a hold of you, shake you, hush up, don't you know who I am? Amen. Ah! And they scream a little more. And he said, don't you know who I am? I'm so and so. You are? Why did you come to this place for? Ah! And they go on weeping and wailing and screaming and gnashing their teeth. You won't enjoy nobody in hell. Amen. I'm glad I'm part of the family of God. Amen. This whole world is increasingly against the family. Amen. This career money oriented world, they're anti-family. They haven't got time for children. They haven't got time for a family. Hey, amen. You don't have to be rich if you got a family. You're rich anyway. You don't have to be rich if you're married and got some children. That's your destiny anyway, unless God's called you to a special service and to that special work that sometimes He has called people to. Amen. But if you got a family, that's the destiny of men. That's God's will. Right in Genesis, He said that it's not good for man to be alone. Amen. And the family was ordained of God. Hallelujah. I'm glad I belong, second of all, to the family of God. We call one another brother and sister around here. Folks, just got back. Karen, Eden, and Gary's not back yet. We want not what has become of them. Amen. All I get is recording. They've got my oysters. They may be off in a corner eating them someplace. Amen. They have not made it back. Amen. I thought I would gingerly, nicely, you know, call them up and say, "We're glad to have you back," and work the conversation around to my oysters, you know. That'll be the last of them then. You take them to Andy's, that'll be all of it. Amen. Goodbye, oysters. If Andy finds out they're on board. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Yeah. There's a bunch of our folks went down there where a lot of saints gathered. And, they packed that tabernacle out first day. Was that really your first time, Jim? First time. First time for Jim. First time for Brother Heath. What did you feel like when you got among all them holiness folks, Brother Heath? Heaven on earth. Man. First time to go to a convocation. You know, that's kind of like going to heaven. Amen. Everybody puts on their best clothes. And, amen. If they got something new, they'll wear it. I thought them poor girls, if they bought something new, they had to wear an overcoat over it down there this year. Amen. Because they couldn't show it off. I mean, Brother Sim standing there with that big long leather coat on. If I'd have had one, I'd have had it on too. Amen. I didn't have one. Brother Rick Bradley loaned me a sweater, and I wore it the whole time with everything. Amen. I was glad to get it. In fact, I've still got it, and I don't know if he wants it back or not. Amen. But he can have it back. I got it back to Ohio. Amen. Hey, amen. We went down there because we're a family. And when that many holiest folks get together singing the songs of Zion, you see folks you've never seen, that's just a little smidgen of how it's going to be when we get to heaven. Woo! John Sullivan said the Lord will never hear the last of it. I tell you, we can't hardly get in the service first day because we're looking around seeing folks we ain't seen in a long time. That's the way it's going to be when we get to heaven. Praise God, it's going to be hard to get our minds on the river of life and the golden streets and the tree of life. Praise God. Glad to have you, Kentucky. Amen. Praise God. We'll be looking for our loved ones in heaven. Amen. But will it be like this? I dreamed I had gone to that city. That city where never comes night. I saw the bright mansions in glory. I saw the bright angels of light. I gazed for long, long years of rapture on the face of my Savior so true. And I sang with the seraphim holy. Then I dreamed I searched heaven for you. I dreamed I searched heaven for you. Searched vainly through heaven for you. Oh, won't you prepare to meet me up there? I dreamed, I searched heaven for you. Amen. Or will it be like this? Last night as I lay sleeping, a dream came to me. I dreamed about the end of time and of eternity. I saw a million sinners fall on their knees and pray. The Lord, He sadly shook His head, and this I heard Him say, sorry, I never knew you. Record of your birth. Oh, sorry, I never knew you. Go serve the one that you have served on earth. I could see my wife and children. I heard their lovely voice. They must have been so happy. Oh, how they did rejoice. With robes of white around them and the crowns upon their head. My little girl looked up at me, and this is what she said, Daddy, we can't go with you. We must dwell in the joy of the Lord. Oh, Daddy, we still love you. But you can't be our daddy anymore. Well, when I awaken, the tears fill my eyes. And looking all around me, there to my surprise, there were my wife and children. They were still with me there. I fell right down upon my knees. Lord, you should have heard my prayer. Help me sing it. Father, up in heaven, I know you gave your only son. Oh, blessed Father, please forgive me. Oh, I want to be ready when you come. Stand with me tonight. Lord, reach out and save somebody from a burning hell. Reach out and rescue some perishing soul. Oh, God. Amen. 6 times in Matthew alone, Jesus said, it would be a place with fire and weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. I don't want to be a part of the eternal tragedy, do you? Lord, reach down and save my friends. Save any lost here tonight. Save any backslider. Oh, guard us against backsliding and going back on God. And anoint us to do your will and work, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. As we sing, we invite you to an altar of prayer. Come on tonight while we sing. Amen. Come on, praise God.
I dream I went to a land far away. To describe it, I can't.
In its splendor, I remember I wanted to stay, and I wish I could be there right now. Does that sound like heaven? Gates of pearl, streets of gold, fields of green. It sure sounds like heaven. It beats anything I've ever seen. But when I think of heaven,
I can't help
but think about you. Come on.
Won't you
the altar's open. It's the narrow gate. It's the straight and narrow way
every dream
that escapes the judgments of God and the reality of hell.